Welcome to Empowering Chats with Susan Burrell. This is where we have deep, intimate conversations about self-empowerment and future existence. I am an intuitive healer and a light leader who has been called to activate other light leaders. So I'm curious, are you one of them? So by listening, lean in and see if you are ready to be that eternal potential you've been called to be. Using your bravery, your talents, your tenacity, can you be innovative and adventurous in order to activate your life and lead from that place? This is where we learn how to love ourselves from the inside out and love the whole world over and over again. Enjoy the show. Well, here we are coming into March, and the theme for March under B, potential, is funny enough, potential. So let's check in. Are you, have you been looking at what your potential is? Now, let me remind you, potential is about becoming, being capable of becoming, looking at latent excellence, something that is asleep within you, that is excellent, your talents, your abilities that need to be developed or realized. Have you been thinking about your potential? Are you opening to those talents, abilities, things that have been hidden that you brought with you, right? You brought with you, because last month we're talking about being an eternal being. You brought these talents and abilities with you so that you could fulfill your soul potential. You could be the potential. You've always been, everybody. We've always been it. But really fulfilling it this time, this year. 2024 is the time. So revisit any notes you took at the beginning of the year and see what else you need to explore or develop so that you can be your full potential. Enjoy the shows.
Okay, you guys. So here I am. I'm touching the top of my head because the all the energy, more than that, is just coming down because of this amazing woman that I have known for many, many years, who has committed to, has just committed fully to being exactly who she is, doing exactly what she was supposed to do when she came on this planet. And I'm so grateful because the work that she does is helping her community and those that know her, but humanity. So I want to welcome Jennifer Ruth Russell. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here.
I am so honored. Thank you for inviting me.
Welcome. Oh, my deep pleasure. Before we started, I was reading your current book, and I had to go stand outside in the sun on the grass because I was just ascending. And I know that's the intention with this book. So there's several things I want to talk to you about. But first, everybody, this is her newest book. She's got two more following this book. It's called Opulence Infusion, A New Faith Currency. A New Faith Currency. You guys, and you can see the picture if you're on YouTube. So I've been perusing it already, Jennifer, like I said, and it's already opening up all this, all the light codes and all this stuff. So let's back up just a bit, because you have Angels of Abundance Ascension Academy. And when I had you on, I think, man, it was 2 years ago, and we were talking a bit about the academy and what you're teaching. Let's talk some more about that. And I have, because I don't know that people understand what ascension actually means. I kind of think there's some, I want to say old school, I'm being very kind, old school people that think that ascension means that it's the final phase of the Bible and everybody's going to be taken off into, you know, the ethers and you won't be in your body. But what you're teaching and showing and modeling and experiencing is moving into ascension and still being embodied.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I will give you the definition that basically I got from Saint Germain, who is the avatar of this age of Aquarius, just like this was of the Piscean age. We have moved into the Aquarian age. And there's some very important things to know about this age. The first is that we have a beloved I Am presence. You know, we have always heard of the great I Am that I am. But we know, you know, metaphysics has taught us that we do have this presence within. This is really our ascended self, or we could say this is our light body. This is our light body. And to me, and our birthright right now, and everybody's purpose on earth, even though we're doing all these other things, is to ascend. To ascend means that we come into divine union as human divine.
Oh my gosh.
We come into at true oneness. You know, we come into that place of complete being able to walk the earth as almost an ascended master. You know, we're almost there, but we're still here because it's very important to be here. We're here to shine the light. We're here to really escort people across. You can call it the rainbow bridge or whatever. We're building actually this bridge together with the ascended ones.
Yes.
And with the archangels. This is an age of partnership.
Oh, I love that.
One of the best things to remember is we were leaving the age of, you know, parent-child deity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a child of God, which is still so powerful to say because it's so true. We all know this in our heart. But we are not asked to bow down and worship. We are asked to participate in creation, to walk with the angels and counsel with them daily. You know, we used to do this. Now we're coming back to remembering this. Our relationship with nature is, you know, in metaphysics, we call it the law. But nature is the doer, the bringing into form. And we still, you know, we totally abdicated our relationship, our partnership with nature. We're coming back in so many different ways, you know, climate change and all that. People are really becoming into conscious awareness. But nature brings a different kind of intelligence. They bring the form, they bring balance, they bring the order and the organization. And we, as there's three brands, I'm sorry, you could just stop anytime because I
know I'm taking so many notes, Jennifer.
there's three kingdoms. There's three kingdoms of heaven, the company of heaven. There's three kingdoms or queendoms, whatever you want to call them. One of us is us, you know, humanity. We are ascending. We become ascended masters. We are the choosers. We are the ones, because of our free will, we choose. And we really need to remember this. That's why, you know, we've been hearing for a long time, watch your thoughts, your feelings, and your thoughts create. Definitely. Even more so, your choice. Remembering that you are choosing every moment. Your choice is law. It becomes law. That's how powerful we are. The elemental kingdom, or the nature kingdom, is that which makes what we decide happen. They're, you know, they're part of the divine, the doer, the doing, and the deed, right? That is not our job. And this is so hard for us to remember in this age because we've been doing so much self-help book, self-motivation, you know, get her done. We got to get her done. You know, we got to get out that list and check it off, right? But when we do that, we're like missing out on our partnership and what our true place is. And we're not the doers.
You know, Jennifer, and then I want to hear about the third kingdom. I so hear you when you say that, because what I've learned in, you know, in my ripe old age now is as I continue to make, when I was making goals and making lists and checking it twice and all that stuff, it made me smaller energetically. It limited my ability to step into my potential because I was distracted by doing the thing that you've just said is not mine to do. And I think that happens for a lot of people. And we've been culturalized to, like you just said, get it done, you know, especially in America, but I'm sure it's around the world, you know, with corporations and organizations that are from the top down in terms of hierarchy,
and we've become the worker bees of some system that is absolutely broken. And I know we're going to talk about that more. I call it broken. I, you know, it's just moving off the...
Very dysfunctional.
Yeah, that's a very kind way to put it. So after humanity and the elementals, then there is the third kingdom.
Which is the angelic kingdom.
Mm.
The angelic kingdom, they radiate. They shine divinity, right? They take from the beloved divine all these beautiful attributes like opulence, like abundance, and just shine, right? They just blaze them, we could say. They absolutely are the I would say, the energy behind it all, you know?
Mm.
We are the choosers. The nature is the doer. And here are the angels that they shine that beautiful divinity on it all. So
yeah.
Together in tandem.
I love that. So here's what I just started working with archangels and other deities, I don't know, 3 years ago or something. Because I was just, and elementals and all this. So what I've learned, and now I want to hear your thoughts on this, but when you're working in those realms, it's important. Oh, we got to talk about the other dimensional beings that are here. It's very important to ask for their help. They can't come in and do for you. While even though the elementals are doers, you have to ask, right?
Yes, and also the door that opens all of that is your beloved I Am Presence. See, your beloved I Am Presence is your divine authority. Mm-hmm. If you're asking from just like, oh, come on, Archangel Michael, let's do this. You know, you're asking from just like a very human place. It really, nobody can hear you. It's when you step into that divine authority of your beloved I Am Presence, you are a command. And then the doors open for you. So that's, and you definitely need to ask. You need to be very asky.
Let's see, how do you, okay, so I, this is commanding, right? There's many, many cultures, religions, philosophies that feels like you're just overstepping your bounds. But commanding, that I'm beginning to understand, that's because as we continue to align with the I Am Presence, that we are just one. We are in that oneness. So the commanding is the God authority within you or me that is speaking to the other God authority that I'm standing in. Is that?
That's right. That's right. You are really commanding. Like Ernest Holmes said this, we take from the infinite and give to the finite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I think that our prayers are. I think they should be commands, right? They are, because we are the ones to pull it in. We are pulling heaven on earth.
Right.
We're taking these divine qualities and we are conductors of divine energy.
That's, I'm calling light leaders, and when I'm teaching or working with these individuals, I constantly remind them that we are conduits for spirit. We are the conductors of the infinite presence. And it is because more, as we align, and wake up, that conduit becomes stronger, and the intuition that we may have avoided, put on pause, comes in more readily, and you can hear, you can actually hear yourself think, huh?
Yes, and you know that the other thing I wanted to say about this ascension business is each of us came with a sponsor. That is very similar to 12-step work, except it's on a much higher level of, you know, someone that is going to absolutely be guiding you through the process. And Mother Mary is that for me.
Oh.
So Mother Mary has become she is a voice behind everything that comes through me in my books and my meditations. I do it in partnership with Mother Mary. And even this book went up to a whole nother level. And this book, I got to tell you how this book started. I was actually doing a retreat with the practitioners from the academy. We have practitioners in the academy. And I was driving home and I had just read something from one of Saint Germain's beautiful writings. He got all these writings to come through in the early 1900s, you know.
Oh.
It's like, we are dissolving the old mystery schools. This stuff needs to be known now. It needs to be known in such a simple way that anyone can hear it.
I'm so grateful you said that, because it always annoyed me that mystery schools were hidden. It just pissed me off, Jennifer.
Yes. Well, it's not hidden anymore. And, you know, the archangels speak, the beautiful ascended masters speak, the wonderful mighty Elohim, the higher form of the nature kingdom that actually built this world and built this solar system, are giving us the steps. They call it precipitation, which is that, you know, out of no thing, something will be created.
Ah.
That they followed a divine idea, a divine blueprint, which is, okay, we're the ones that do that. We say this, we give the directive, and that is a divine blueprint. From our beloved God parents and the sun, Helios and Vesta said, we want to create a solar system. Will you do this for us?
Wow.
They conversed. They said, yes, we will. And they took that divine blueprint, going back to it every time. They didn't say, oh, we got to change this. How about let's do this? That's why I think so many corporate boardrooms are so stymied, whatever that word is.
Yeah.
Because who is what? You know, who's going to be doing the work and who's going to hold that blueprint? We call it too, I think in science of mind, vision keeper. You know, holding the vision is so much a big part of creation. And so all these mighty beings came in these, they're called we call them the white books, but the I Am Discourses and the Bridge to Freedom work. I'm just going to speak into those, because those are actually what I study. I am still in love with studying them. So they keep fueling me to really go to another level. You know, and this I Am Presence, I thought I knew so much. I know nothing. Oh my God. It's a dynamic, active presence
that you
can absolutely set into action. So it's, you know, there's nothing small about it.
Which is so exciting. So explain to everybody how this came about.
Okay, that's what I was going to tell you.
Thank yeah, and I diverted you.
I need that kind of help. Thank you. So I had read in one of the I Am Discourses, Saint Germain said, somebody was talking about supply, which has always been my focus. You know, how do we really unlock this manifestation thing? And Saint Germain said, why don't you just precipitate gold, pure gold? You know, why don't you just basically create it out of nothing? Be the alchemist. And I said, are you serious? And he goes, I challenge you. He gave me a challenge.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yes. He said, prove it. Prove that you can. So this is the thing. I started working with him, just started really slow. We started meeting in the pure gold lab. You know, the team started to grow. I remember I brought someone in on the physical form to be with me for the first few months. And they were like, I can't do this. And I said, that's okay. And so I just kept going, and this whole thing started growing within me. And I realized that I didn't want to precipitate pure gold, because I don't like the vibration that this world has around gold right now. I didn't want to get into that kind of arena. It didn't feel in harmony with where I am. I'm sure somebody else could, and they would be fine, especially if they work in that field a lot. I haven't, you know. So then it began to be this faith currency. This new faith currency, which is very simple. It's so simple. It's like, you know, but it's really all needs met all the time, anytime, every time. And Mother Mary always adds, and lavishly, you know,
because I love that part.
I know, because it's time for us to come into the care of beloved Sophia. You know, it's a very feminine, I would say, from the get her done, it's the place of opening the heart, especially to Mother Mary, because Mother Mary says to us, abundance flows through my Immaculate Heart. And my inquiry, you know how you stay in a question for a while? Mm-hmm. I was in a question for a really long time. What does that really mean? And not knowing that this would bring me into this relationship with her. But I was in the Ukraine. I was sharing my music at a conference there way back in, what was it, 2013.
Yeah.
And I was in a roadside attraction looking at, there were so many pictures of the Divine Mother and Mary Magdalene everywhere. Divine Mother is doing fine in Ukraine. And I was looking at this picture. It was very demure. She was kind of looking down. It was really old and very dark. And I just heard her say to me, my name. And then she said, I want to start talking to you. I want us to start communing together. And this is what we should do, you know? So she just, and I just went into tears, of course, and just began this simple process of asking questions, writing down the answers, just starting to get these messages daily. Sometimes now I'm getting them weekly because I'm really nurturing my community with the opulence and fusion and the new faith currency. So as this team grew, it grew within me, and then it was like, okay, it's time to bring it to the world. Let's go. And that's how all my books have been. They're like, okay, it's time to give everybody a message a week. Let's go. And then this book is born.
Amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. I said this before we start. I'm so grateful for your willingness to dive deep, rise high, step in, and stand in your authority. I'm just so grateful, Jennifer, because this book has already opened channels for me just in reading it, and everybody in the opulence infusion that Jennifer's talking about. It's not a read through. It's a workbook. You got to sit and do the work, and it's different from like my book where I have people journal and do activities. This is really about sitting and aligning with higher frequencies in higher dimensions, right, Jennifer?
That's right. The lab, we call it the lab. It is in the 10th sphere. We could call that a 10th dimension. And it is the dimension of gold, pure gold.
Mm.
And this pyramid, beautiful pyramid lab was opened there. And I can't tell you how many people, I call them people, but, you know, beings of light have joined us and have been there and just opening up. I mean, this book, we opened up to the dragons, to the unicorns. Pan came in the next book, and these expanded light bodies of ours, really, what are the expanded chakras? You know, we're being changed on a cellular level.
Yeah.
The old carbon base to pure crystalline bodies. So, you know, I have been just, everything that comes to me, I really try to practice it, but I feel like I'm still trying to catch up with what's been given to me. You know, I'm still trying to embody it and live it.
Right. Which is why in the practice of ascending, I think it's important to remain here so that you can embody it. And really then, I'm hearing that that's what they did in Atlantis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And here we go again. But hopefully with more awareness of where misuse and arrogance gets us. And it's fascinating to see what's happening on the earth plane right now with the misuse of everything.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So, and I just got to say, when I read that, oh yeah, and it's a gold pyramid, I was like, well, of course it is. Of course it is. And I can't wait to really get into this work and just be in that space.
It is a calibration and a recalibration. And I really suggest you get the music to it. Opulence Light Songs. They're light songs that are coming through me to wake you up on another level, okay? To really like align you with the higher frequencies and, you know, especially around money, because money is one of the densest, oldest beliefs, you know, we're working with here. And, you know, I love what Mother Mary says, separate abundance and money, separate them. They're not the same. Money is a provision that, you know, and your provision, and I have been living this. So I have example after example, and so have my students. It's just amazing. You know, I wouldn't say
anybody in my community or me, I'm not really after a certain get a certain amount of wealth around me. It's not about that. It's really about riding on top of the waves of what's going on in the world and really seeing every need met so beautifully, way out of even my own idea of what should happen.
Right.
And one of the great examples, we came to South Carolina on a wing and a prayer. We came here out of a divine directive, not really knowing what was going to be here for us. You know, it was a faith walk. It was activating the faith currency big time. This beautiful home was presented to us, and it's a baby grand piano, because I don't know my piano. And, you know, the walk that I had, every time you're asked to step up, you have to shed more of the old, right? And I'm, on a Sunday morning, I'm playing the piano, you know, and I just hear this beautiful voice within, like, well, what are you doing? You know, because I was like, I don't know where to serve here and share my music, because I've been sharing my music my whole life. And I just stood up and I said, I am not done. I am not finished. I have more to share. I want to share this music. Show me the way. You know, there is a command. Show me the way. And that day, I went online and said, I'm going to look south. Columbia, the state capital, is just south of us. And I was very hungry for integrated community, because that's, you know, I'm from Africa. I have always been in an integrated community my whole life. And this beautiful Black woman was standing and giving the you know, thought for the day and prayer. And then the minister came on and started speaking. And I was like, I liked him. You know, I'm a preacher's kid myself. And I have, you know, it takes a lot for me to like a minister. I was like, I like him a lot. And at the end of his talk, he said, oh, I want everyone to know we're looking for a music director. And I was just like, okay.
I love that you commanded it and it happened immediately.
Yeah, it was
that's the power of the I am presence, and when we're aligned with it, it happens immediately. And people don't believe in miracles anymore because they're so misaligned. Yeah,
they happen all the
time. I love it, Jennifer. I love it. So, there's another question I'm supposed to ask you. This is Fast and Furious. So this is what I want to say to everybody. So Jennifer is a singer and songwriter, and she's got several albums, CDs, if you will, that she's done over the years that I have. I think I have almost all of them now. I think I do.
Thank you for your support.
Oh my God, honey. And I have a car that does have a CD player now. So I play them, especially when I'm feeling low, you know, energetically squashed or uncertain. And I pop in one of your CDs and, you know, drive into the market. And by the time I get out, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. So I just want everybody to know that there's, I have so much energy at the back of my head, Jennifer. I want everybody to know that while Jennifer is on this amazing ride leading us into this new faith currency and opulence and all of that, that her work that she did preceding this is still vibrationally high.
Thanks.
So I invite you all to get something. You know, and like I said, just play it in your car. I have a sense that the light code songs, you probably shouldn't be driving.
You should not be driving. Yeah. Yeah, you should not be driving unless you're very grounded and you know how to do, you know, because we're learning how to do that. We're learning how to be multidimensional, you know?
Yeah.
That's becoming easier and easier for us. But I would like to offer everybody a gift that they can get a taste of the light songs. If they go to angelsofabundanceascensionacademy.com. And there's a gift there. It's called Unlock Your New Opulence Light Codes, Releasing the Old Way of Doing Money and Step into a Whole New Way of Receiving and Creating with the Divine Feminine. So Mother Mary and I have created a beautiful meditation, a healing, a sound healing Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're starting to wind down, but I want you to explain to everybody, what are light codes? Because for people that aren't aware of everything that's going on yet.
Well, let me tell you how I see them, because there's so much information out there about what's happening and everyone has a little bit of a different interpretation. I will tell you what happened and has happened to me of really setting an intention of receiving a higher level of light, because that's what we do as light returns to light. We are returning to the light. So that's why we are becoming lighter and lighter. That's why some days you feel really tired. You need some extra rest and more water, because your body is getting used to these higher levels and these higher levels of light and higher levels of being. And I was hearing the light codes, and I said, what is this? A new opulence light codes. And I literally was waking up one morning and just, I received this full visceral. It felt like, you know how the old TVs used to do the rolling, screaming, mm-hmm. roll. Mm-hmm. It felt like that, just coming down, and actually went from the top of my head all the way down to my feet. And I was laying down and just felt this immense, I would say it was a transmission, mm-hmm. you know, it was a transmission of light. And I know that I was initiated into a new level of light. I think as you intend that, which is a high use of choice, our divine, you know, authority of choosing, you will continue to receive more and more light. And I am amazed because I'm still receiving more. I don't know if I ever will get there in this body, but my body is now able to command much more energy. My health is incredibly good.
Wow.
You know, my relationships are getting really clear. I tell you, I can't afford anymore to be around people that are focusing on things that are really low energy. I bless them, but I know that I need to be really selfish that way and to remove myself and get myself into a place of light, because I can't, the level of work that I'm doing, I need to stay in a really high vibration. I know we all do. We all do. And that's what the light codes really are for. Of course, divine protection is really important too, but we don't need to talk about that now, but I just want everyone to know it is real. It's important. You know, to upgrade your armor, you know, when you can.
Right. And if you're, because I have clients that come to me and they're like, I don't feel good. I think that I just don't, you know, I'm depressed or I'm blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and I can see it. And I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to do this, and then you will be safe, you know, for lack of a better descriptor. And so that's another conversation later, Jennifer, huh?
Yes, and we can talk about the violet flame and how that cleanses us too and absolutely transmutes the lower energy into a higher energy.
Okay.
We have so many tools that have been given to us to do that.
I'm just so grateful. So if you want to get Jennifer's CDs, you can go to jenniferruthrussell.com. And the Angels of Abundance and Ascension Academy.
It's four A's.
Yeah.
The Angels of Abundance Ascension Academy.
Okay. So you have on not only the morning light meditations that you're doing, but you are also in your community, you're teaching people how to utilize all of everything that's coming in.
Yes. And that program is within the Academy. It's called Creative Abundance with Mother Mary. And we absolutely get into the trenches with Mother Mary on how to create and how to, the whole thing began here. Mm. She asked us to graft our heart to her heart. Mm. And it reminds me, but on such a higher level of, you know, did you give your heart to Jesus? I don't know if you remember that in the old days of the mm-hmm. evangelical Christian, those of you that were in the evangel, you know, you were saved when you gave your heart to Jesus. And it's not really giving your heart to Mary, but it's actually connecting. And think about the highest practitioner of light that you know on this plane. It's like you get to use all those eons,
wow.
Centuries of
consciousness that is Mother Mary. You know, it's like you tap right in to the fullest potential of her potential, you know. Now, there's no codependency in heaven, so you need to take your heart back when you're done.
And that's being self-responsible, everybody.
That's right. I love that.
Jennifer, thank you. So I think when you're the next book, the Opulence Infusion series, evidently.
It's going to be called Grounded Opulence because now we are living transmissions walking on the earth.
Right.
So we brought it down. We're establishing it here by walking as light bodies.
So I think you got to come back again and we'll talk about that book.
Oh, I'd love that.
And by then I will have gone to the Golden Pyramid many times. Oh, thank you again. You're so fabulous. The other thing I wanted to say, you talked about the unicorns. I have been arguing with my spouse, Kevin, since we met that unicorns are real. And he's like, no, it's a myth. It's a myth. And everybody, if I believe in unicorns, and he started giving me stuffed animal unicorns as a joke. But man, you can see them if you're paying attention. You can see the dragons if you're paying attention. You can actually access them because they're coming here. They're here already from the dimensions that they had removed themselves to because they know and they've been told that now is a time for the earth to shift into the next golden age, which is the age of Aquarius, like we said at the beginning.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I understand the Dragon Brigade really as coming in to help the elemental kingdom.
Mm.
Unicorns are a high rarefied level of the angelics. And of course, they were here fully and they left because we, you know, they chose the horse shape. They chose that shape. But really, they could appear to you in any form. You know, it depends who you are.
Curious. It's curiouser and curiouser. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. I so appreciate you and the work. Like I said, you are a blessing. You have been a blessing in my life. And you are a blessing to the world now, and I just celebrate you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. What an honor it is to be here, and I love the work you're doing, too. And thank you for giving light leaders an opportunity to share their stuff this year. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah. We'll see where we go, won't we?
It'll be good. You know that.
So I'm just going to end with, and so it is, namaste.
Well, that wraps up our empowering chat today. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go to susanburrell.com. You can see all of the information about my new book, Live an Empowered Life, a 30-Day Journey. You can also access guided meditations that I have on Insight Timer through the website and just see what else is out there on my site that you might find empowering and exciting to experience. You can also contact me through the website at susan@susanburrell.com. That's it for today. See you next time.